Welcome to my special quick tip series on leverage. Each day this week, I'll be bringing you a short 5 to 10 minute episode with some of my favorite actionable tactics and bits of strategy aimed at helping you operationalize this idea of leading in a more leveraged way. It can be easy to get lost in the seeming wonkiness of all of this sometimes, but I don't want you to lose sight of the fact that it's all doable. So I'm going to lean in to what that doing looks like in these episodes. Grab a notebook and enjoy. I want you to imagine setting aside your to-do list for a whole day to focus exclusively on vision casting, strategic planning, tackling significant projects that promise to propel your organization forward. That's a CEO day. A CEO day represents a strategic pause from the whirlwind of daily operations. It's intended to give you the critical space to zoom out and get a broader perspective on everything you're doing. It's not just another day at the office, and it's definitely not a day at the spa. It's a planned, intentional space carved out for reflection, high-level planning, and aligning your short-term actions with your longer-term organizational goals. It's an opportunity for you to reflect on the mission, to reassess your strategies, and to make informed decisions that can shape the future direction of your organization. Now, in this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to plan your CEO day, a simple framework for planning the day. I have a longer exploration of this topic in the curated playlist that I've put together all about operationalizing leverage. You can get that at brookritchiebabbage.com/leverage playlist. So how do you plan this magical CEO day? There's no one right way to organize or even execute the CEO day, but there are some core pillars that I want you to think about. First, decide how often you're going to have your CEO day. I recommend quarterly. I know that can sound scary for some people, a whole day off or a day away from the office once a quarter. But I find that these quarterly touch points, either right at the beginning of a new quarter or within the week following the end of a quarter, can feel really centering. They can be really powerful anchors to bring you back and help you recenter, particularly as you get to quarter two and quarter three, when you're sort of everything's up in the air and everything's off, you know, to the races and up and running. So I recommend quarterly. If that doesn't work, try at least 2 times a year, ideally at the transition from 1 year to the next and at the midpoint. That would be the minimum. Second, get those dates on your calendar and don't move them. Getting them on your calendar early enough so that people on your team know not to schedule meetings or deliverables on or around those days can actually be really critical to making sure that you keep those dates. Know that you can block off an entire day because you give yourself 3 to 6 months to plan for being off that day. Make sure to communicate your availability to your team and your board, any constituents as necessary. And because you've got them on your date on your calendar well in advance, you can begin that communication early enough to make everybody comfortable. So first, decide how often you're going to do it. Second, get the dates on your calendar. Third, choose a location. Now, these may seem like little things, but making these decisions upfront and in advance can actually lead to a much more seamless and easeful day. It's really important to spend your CEO day away from your office and away from your normal place of work. So not at your office, and I recommend not at home if you can avoid it. Changing location actually shifts your mind into a new space and orientation to your work. And it can be a powerful psychological signal to approach your work, to think about questions, and to even tackle challenges with fresh eyes. Finally, plan your day well in advance. I recommend giving yourself at least 30 days in advance. In order to prepare, you want to have an agenda going into the day. You want to identify concrete outcomes, and you want to prepare whatever documents you're going to want to bring and review. Think about planning this the same way you'd plan a staff retreat or a board retreat, except it's just a retreat for yourself. That's the intentionality and planfulness you want to bring. When planning your day, I recommend organizing your day around a POP framework: purpose, objectives, and process, P-O-P. This will create anchors for your day and make sure that you get everything out of the day that you can and that you intend to. First P, what's the core purpose of the day? All of the activities you're going to do, whether there's one or five, what's this sort of organizing theme? Is it realignment? Is it recentering? Is it assessment and review of analytics? Is it planning? What's the sort of core reason for that day? Second, based on that purpose, you want to identify your specific objectives. This is one of the best ways to make sure that your CEO day is productive and focused. Again, not just sort of a day off. There's an intentionality behind the plan, behind the agenda. I recommend naming up to three, and no more than three, SMART objectives. You want objectives for the day that are specific and measurable, that are achievable in a single day, that are relevant to your purpose, and this is why you start with the core purpose, and the time-bound part in the sort of SMART acronym is taken care of, right? So specific, measurable, achievable in a single day, and really think about that one, relevant to your purpose, and then time-bound by the day. And finally, the final P, lay out your process for the day or your agenda. You want to make time for a few things, deep thought work. So this is where you're deciding if you're going to be focused around assessment, reflection, analysis, iteration. I recommend in any deep thought period, trying to include that entire cycle, some reflection and assessment, some analysis of what you've reflected on, and some sort of key decisions about next steps. Is there iteration to be done? Sort of doubling down to be done. So one or two deep thought spaces in that day. And you want to think about, second, you want to think about core areas of your organization, your staff and your culture, your finances, your board, your partnerships, and your mission-oriented work. You don't have to think about all of those every CEO day, but when you're thinking about your agenda, make sure that you've addressed the deep thought space. Where do you want to lean in and do some deep thought work around which of these core areas? And where do you have questions, things you want to make sure that you're carving out time just to look at in these core areas? Staffing culture, finances, mission-oriented work, partnerships, and board. So that's the overview of how to plan your CEO day. To recap, decide how many you're going to have, what's the cadence, get the dates on your calendar and commit not to moving them, communicate about them and be planful, choose a location, and then plan your POP, your purpose, your SMART objectives, and your process.